Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we're discussing Craving You Episode 1, peeps. If you guys want an entire episode synopsis and review, you can check out the one I did just a few podcasts ago. It covers the entire series, but I'm also doing one-by-one episode reviews. This episode is basically kind of an introduction to Kent and Kane, the two lead characters of this series. Kent is a famous baker with a bunch of fangirls, and he makes desserts. And Kane is a YouTube sensation with a bunch of fangirls for his song 8 Seconds. And basically, this is about them collaborating on a project together. Kent comes to his bakery one day, and his assistant Cora says, "You know, I've found this YouTube sensation artist. I really think that they'd be a good fit to collaborate with on a project. What do you think, boss?" And Kent's like, "You know, I'm baking cakes. You decide what you want to do here. I really don't care." And so she sets up to collaborate with Kent and with Kane and his agent and Kent, and they meet. And this is the point where that you start to get a narration by Kent where he says, "You know, I never thought you could fall for someone in 8 seconds, but you can." And he goes to meet Kane, and Kane starts to play his song 8 Seconds, and he's immediately just basically blindsided by all these fangirls. He leaves his guitar and he starts running. But as he's running, he stops kind of in the midst of the running, and he looks at Kent, and he just smiles, like, instead of, "I'm running, isn't this terrible? I'm running, isn't this kind of fun?" And I think it's at that point that Kent really did start to like him, because he's like, this is an unusual person. And he then goes to meet him in the Suburban that is the manager of Kane's. And Cora's there, Kent's there, Ray, the manager, is there, and Kane is there. They talk for a little bit in the Suburban. Kane is not very liking Kent, and Kent is extremely standoffish. I think the main reason Kent is standoffish is he's realizing he's kind of crazy about this person. He doesn't know what to do with that emotion, and he doesn't know why he has it after such a short period of time, so he's extremely standoffish with this individual. They go to his bakery. Kane will not eat any of the desserts, and he makes a bet with Kent that if he likes a dessert Kent makes, then he will do one thing that Kent asks, and they will collaborate. Kent, the next meeting, makes him a savory cake, which he eats the entire cake, and they did agree to collaborate. You don't know what he's going to do for Kent because Kent hasn't stipulated. He says, "You know, I don't know." They then start to take baking classes. Kane is taught by Kent how to make madeleines and how to cook and bake, or excuse me, bake, not cook. And they kind of start a relationship that way. By the end of this episode, Kane is really liking the cooking of Kent. He actually eats an entire box of madeleine as he's waiting in his manager's offices. And also, Kent is having a meltdown at the bakery because it has gone dark, the power's gone out, and he has extreme fear of the dark. Almost like, I don't know how to explain it. He becomes super stressed out. He ends up laying against a wall just trying to breathe. He calls Cora, his assistant, and she's in the subway. She cannot reach him. So he's just sitting there in the dark, completely frightened at the end of this episode. And that's kind of where it cuts. And that is my review of episode 1 of Craving You. Overall, I really didn't like this series very much, but I will say I really did like the characters of Kent and Kane. I thought they were really neat characters. I liked how they showed both their strength and their weaknesses in this series, and how people are made up of both those qualities. For Kent, his strength was basically being there for people, and also being able to say, you know, he was willing to go further for people with no expectations. And I think that was his strength. Whereas Kane's strength was in having the courage to rise to those expectations that weren't there. Saying, you know, I agree to be in this relationship, even though it could cost me X. And I think Kent's strength in this series was, at the end of the series, being the kind of person that goes, I really like a person, but I'm not going to let them sacrifice their career, their hopes, their dreams for me. So there you go. But at the beginning episode, they're both kind of standoffish. I would say that neither one are extremely likable in this episode. You think Kent's extremely just kind of rude, and you also think King is rude, but in a more outgoing, gregarious way than Kent. And really, neither one of them are rude. It's just the first impressions of both aren't extremely positive. And so, overall, I give this episode probably a 7 out of 10, because it does build and it helps to put everything together. This was not a favorite series at all for me, but I did enjoy the two lead characters as the series progressed. So episode 1 wasn't that whoop-de-doo. So if you start the series, I almost didn't continue because I was like, you know, this is kind of a weird episode. This, you know, we've got two people that just seem kind of standoffish, and then we have a major breakdown in the dark, which is just kind of weird. And so that's kind of where this episode is, but if you do like BL drama, I would consider watching this one because it is really cool by the end of the series. I like the questions it asks. It's not the kind of BL drama up there with Until We Meet Again, Love Life on the Line, History 2, not at all. But it is worth a watch. So there you go. That is my review of Craving You, Episode 1. Check it at the round table. Bye!